Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Look, I just love that song, Snoopy's Christmas. You can't go past Christmas without having Snoopy's Christmas. Now, I know that if our mate Irene was here, she would be rolling her eyes at me right now, going, oh, my gosh. But anyway, just an update on our mate Irene. She's out of hospital, but just not quite up to joining us yet. So, yeah, getting better, on the mend, and she's already told me she's going to tell us all about it when she is back. So we'll have her back before Christmas and she can tell us all about it and how the lovely people looked after her or not. So as we said last week, we thought we'd talk about the silly season and how to keep sane throughout that time. And I had my mate Cherie ready to come and help us out, and she now has got the flu. Oh my gosh, stuff is just going round at this time of the year. And maybe that is because we are too busy. We are busy kind of stuffing around and going around and getting stressed, and then any little bug that goes around catches us. But anyway, she did give me some tips, and I've also gone and had a wee Google as well to how to stay sane. One of the biggest tips she gave me, though, to stay a little bit sane and, you know, with it during the silly season is to write a list. Now, I'm not a list writing person, but if I do write a list, the first thing I put on top of there is coffee. So there we go. I know that is something that I can cross off my list because I have a coffee. I then write a list. So there you go. I can write two. I can cross two things off. I've written a list and I've had my coffee. But interestingly, she said, just when you write your list, it all gets all of that busyness totally out of your head, and you can then just concentrate and think about doing things in a logical order. And as we see them written down, we can see that order we're doing things. She also suggested, actually, to put times by it, approximate times, so that you can just kind of figure out how long everything you think everything's going to take. So you know where you are going to be at what time, all going well. I thought, okay, well, that's quite interesting, actually, because, you know, I do get the writing it down, because then because sometimes you end up going from one end of town to the other end of the town, and you thought, well, actually, and then back to the other end, and you thought, well, I could have actually done that a little bit better. So that makes total sense. Time, sometimes in this busy season, it might not quite work, but I suppose if you put some approximate timing by it, again, it gets that busyness out of your head when you think, okay, I'm going to be here at about this particular time. The one thing I did like, though, that she said to put on your list was a break. A coffee break, a 5-minute break, a lunch break, whatever you want to call it. But she said you must put in there time for a break. And she said that is not you driving your car and, you know, sipping a coffee. She said is that you actually stopping and just having a break. And she said whether it's 5 minutes or half an hour, you need that break. So build that into your list. So look at that list. Look at it logically, where you're going, which ends of town, so you're not doubling up on yourself. Put some timing by it. And then as you do each thing, you can cross off the list, and it's a bit of a sense of achievement. So that was her biggest bit of advice as we get into the silly season. She had lots of other little bits, but that, she said, is the main thing because it organises you so you know what you are up to. So the other thing I decided to do was go and have a wee Google and see what some of the other people came up with as well. So I do have this list from Neen James. Now, she is, I'm not quite sure where she is. She is a coach, obviously, does a lot of speaking. I'll put her link up on our Facebook page, because I think there's some really quite cool little tips here. And this is when you're running around, but also when you are at work. And so I'm going to read these out and I'll put the list up because you'll forget half of them as I do. But the first advice she gives is, what events or meetings could you decline instead of accept? And I think that's a really important one. We go to way too many meetings anyway. And sometimes we have meetings for the sake of having a meeting. So actually, when can we say no? You know, you've been to meetings and you think, oh, I didn't need to be there. So there you go. Think of it that way. Which ones can you decline? And prioritise, you know, which ones can you actually get away with not being there? Which ones do you have to be there? What projects could be deleted instead of completed? I quite like that one, because we start a huge amount of projects, don't we? We're starting this, we're starting that and everything else, but actually, which ones are taking a lot of time and not getting very far? And we could make some decisions about, actually, we don't need to do this project, we don't need to do it now, and it's not going to get us anywhere, so let's actually delete it rather than try and just keep plodding along and trying to get it. What subscriptions could be ignored instead of invested? Oh, it's an interesting one. Lots of subscriptions that we subscribe to. But again, maybe check through those and, yeah, get rid of some of those as well. What are you doing out of obligation that doesn't add value or align with your goals? Oh, that's an interesting one. There's probably lots of little stuff we do that just gets in the way, that's noise. That actually, do we need to do it? You know, do we think we have to do it just because we've always done it? But is it time to actually go, no, no, and I want to keep true to myself. And so, no, I don't need to do this particular thing. So taking that pressure off yourself. Now, this tip I really liked. Could you give a team member the gift of time by cancelling an unnecessary meeting or report? Wow. Now, that I really like that because, as I said before, you know, we have meetings sometimes for the sake of having meetings, or we don't really need a meeting. We could have just had a phone call. So if we can just cancel the meeting, if we don't really need it, that gives one of your team members a lot more time to do whatever they have to do. And again, think about it. If you have a weekly catch-up, could you actually change that to a bi-weekly virtual catch-up? Do you need people in the room? Are you asking your team to travel across town just to attend a meeting? I mean, at this time of the year, with the traffic and everything else, travelling across to a meeting, that's a lot of time. So maybe we can Zoom them in, and rather than getting them in there face-to-face as well. Could you make a reservation at a restaurant instead of creating a catch-up at home? I like that one. That means I don't have to worry about all of the cooking or anything else, doing the housework, making the house look tidy for anybody else coming into the house. Why not just go to a restaurant? They can do it all for you. And there you go. You haven't had to worry about everything else. You walk in, it's done, you walk out. So maybe, you know, meeting at a restaurant instead of catching up at home is going to save you a lot of time. But even so, even if you don't have enough money, maybe just meeting up at the park for a picnic, grab something from the bakery on the way. Again, it's not, you're not having to worry about buying food, going shopping, you know, getting everything ready. Just grab something, go and have a picnic, or if you can, maybe just jump in and support our hospitality trades and go to a restaurant as well. Could you use a caterer instead of cooking? Again, that helps our small businesses, our small caterers out there. Yeah. Do you know, I'd like to have a caterer every night, to be quite honest. And I know, I mean, Irene does catering. Well, she doesn't anymore, but she used to do catering as well. So she would go in and cook your dinner party. Well, she'd actually cook for you, but also you might have someone that just caters, that drops all of the food off as well. We do get a bit stressed sometimes because when we are preparing the food, we do have to go, obviously, do the shopping, cook it all, get it organised, get everything else organised, you know, the table and all of that kind of stuff. So maybe sometimes support your local caterer. Just order some food in from them. It will turn up and you just need to put that out on the table. Again, that's going to save us a little bit of time, a little bit of stress, and you are supporting a small business as well, which is a really nice thing, especially in these economic times as well. Could you leverage a personal shopper at a department store or a personal concierge to assist you with holiday preparations? Well, I think that one's a wee bit above my pay grade. But, well, if you can, if you've got somebody else that can do it for you, well, that's quite nice, or certainly support you through the process. Yeah. But, again, wouldn't that be helpful? You know... I kind of like the sound of this myself, but imagine having a personal shopper coming along with you and just going, yep, this bit here, this one here, this one here, that looks really good on you, rather than you having to sift through all of that clothing or whatever it is that you're, you know, cooking for. They're there. They're the expert. They know it all. A little bit out of my league, that one, I think. But again, for some of us, that would be seem absolute bliss. This one, I think a lot of us actually do already. Could you agree with your loved ones to donate to charity instead of exchanging gifts? That's a nice one as well. And I mean, I know, gosh, I remember this from years ago. One of my colleagues clients gave me the Westpac Rescue helicopter and the little bear that they have, and that was their gift for all of their clients, just to say thank you. And they donated to the Westpac rescue helicopter. So again, yeah, think of that. There's another one recently that I had, and I'm going to give them a shout out, actually. This is a quite a country, rural tyre place, Albany Tyres. And I went and got all my tyres changed there if they needed doing. And then I got this little email saying, because you've changed all your tyres here, we are donating to the Trees That Count. And so they donated some trees. And I thought that was really cool. What a nice thing to do, to donate to them. Now, since then, I have used them as well. Again, I'll put their link up on the Facebook page. But whichever it is, you know, can you? Do you need gifts? We know how we know how much materialistic this whole holiday season has become, and that's just part of it, isn't it? So maybe take a step back and think, actually, someone else might just be missing out on this time, and I'm happy to give a little bit there rather than us, you know, just buying a whole lot more stuff. And another thing, there's two more tips that she had. Could you offer your time and talent as a team for a deserving community during the holidays? And again, we do hear a lot of call-outs for that help, whether it's the Salvation Army or somebody, but the food banks always needing a little bit of an extra helping hand. So can you go in and help them? Can you give them a little bit of your time? And sometimes I think giving your time just stops you being so stressed out, because now you're just giving to somebody else. And that's a really cool feeling. So maybe have a look around your community. What community groups might need a little bit of a helping hand at this time of the year? And can you just spare a couple of hours or whatever it is to just go in and help them out? Give to gain, that kind of whole that giver's gain concept. And then finally, could you trade time with other parents for pickups and events? This makes total sense, doesn't it? And again, I think some of us do this anyway. You know, just think about we don't all have to be running around all in our own car. If we're all going to the same place, why not, you know, share that ride? Get some of you can drop off, some of you can pick up. And it means that you're all not dashing everywhere, and again, putting all that traffic on the road, but also it just frees up a little bit of time for each of you if you're doing that. So again, these are just some of the things that help us keep sane through this silly season. It has begun, you know, and again, we think of what's coming to here into New Zealand that wasn't here before. We've got that Black Friday now, that Cyber Monday or whatever it is. So it's been absolute chaos. But I suppose one other thing is, if you don't have to go to the mall, shop online. Maybe you want to go into the mall, shop online, and then go and pick it up. So you still get the vibe of all of the Christmas and all of the mall, but you're not having to traipse around the mall. Or if you just don't want to go in there, get it delivered at home. Get it posted out. But also be careful at this time of the year when we are getting everything posted or delivered to our homes, that it is in a safe place, because otherwise you might have saved all of this time and then suddenly something untoward has happened, which then is going to take up a lot more time. So again, I'd love to know, you know, what you do to stay sane through this holiday season. Lots of great tips there, but I'm sure there's lots of other tips as well. And as my mate Cherie says, just write a list. Get all the noise and the busyness out of your head. Write it down. Look at it logically. Put some times by it. But most importantly, put a break time in there, whether it's 5 minutes or half an hour. Have a break through that time during your day as you are ticking things off your list. So, hey guys, I hope that we will have our mate Irene back with us next week, because I'm sure she would have had a lot of tips here as well. But do If you do have any great tips, do pop them up on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. And hopefully we'll see you the same time, same place next week. And that we'll have Irene back. I think we're going to go out with a few more Christmas songs. It is December, so let's embrace it.
Christmas night, another fight, tears we cried, a flood, got all kinds of poison in, of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right or wrong, just walk away, those windows sing, but I can't believe. Doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
Christmas, and what have you done? Another